I would go in with better relationships, in my view. I happen to be a Republican, and they have a majority in both chambers down the street. I served with Republican members of the General Assembly that were on the council, and so I go in with those relationships as a starting point and will be an honest broker. You know, my agenda is to advance the interests of Indianapolis. And for those in our Marion County delegation, I think I'm going to be able to persuade some that this agenda just makes sense. And if you'll work with me, we're gonna lift our region hand in hand, county, council, and state. And so it will be an administration that's heavily invested in relationship building, both with the members at the other end of Market Street, with the mayoral leadership in our peripheral counties, and I will be more invested in the relationships with our council members. Part of that arises from my having served twice on the council. I don't think Indianapolis has ever had a former council member, current or former member, move into the mayor's office. And in my experience in the Ballard administration when I was on council and the Hogsett administration, the engagement of the mayor to the council was really limited. It wasn't icy, but, the mayors never stepped into our caucus meetings. Because I have that respect for the work of the council and their closeness to their neighborhood issues, particularly, I will work vigorously and more actively with the council members. In an Indy Star candidate panel, someone asked me how I would deal with a Democrat council majority, which we're almost sure to have. And I said I wouldn't deal with it. I'd work with them in the same way I did both times. Maggie Lewis was our president on my first stint, and Bob Oshley was president of the council the second time. And I have a very good working relationship with both, and I think that I think that continues. I serve with VOP on an IUPUI board, and it's been good.